Hey, Morn, how's it going?
Oh, it's awful, Peter.
Why? What's the matter?
The pharmacy's going under. I can barely pay my bills. I can't even afford the real pharmacy music.
But I thought you made a lot of money here.
I used to, but it's all gone downhill since Muriel died.
Well, look, I don't know, maybe there's something we can do to help you drum up some business. You know, get the word out.
Like what?
Hey, you just leave that to us.
Welcome to the Non-Traditional Pharmacist Podcast, part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. The Non-Traditional Pharmacist provides the pharmacist professional ideas to help you think outside the box. Pharmacy is evolving fast, and this podcast is all about the evolution of the pharmacist role in healthcare. And now, here is the Non-Traditional Pharmacist team, Lynn, Matt, and Nick.
Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I am stoked. I am excited about tonight's podcast because the future of what is the Pharmacy Podcast Network in 2018 is extremely relevant to this show. The reason is we have so many new segments coming out in 2018. The Medical Podcast will be coming out with Joe Friedman. We have the political podcast. It's going to be called Polititalk RX. We have the new Compounding Expertise show with Dr. Seth and Dr. Brian. It's going to be concentrating on compounding pharmacy called the Pharmacy Inspection Podcast. There is a crew out there that has been doing video, or we could call them vlogs, with many of their own guests, which is the non-traditional pharmacist. And when I found out about these three rocket ship superstars, I decided I had to have them become part of the network just because of their vision, what they're doing out there with regards to non-traditional pharmacist roles, which is very relevant in today's landscape of what is the pharmacy industry. I would like to welcome to the show, in kicking off the very first of many, many interesting interviews to come, the non-traditional pharmacist team, Dr. Nick Kirkpatrick, Dr. Matt Paterini, Dr. Lynn Sweetpie. Welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. How are you guys tonight?
Woo, thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Todd.
We're very excited.
I'm excited as well, as you can tell. When I found out about what you guys are doing, I started reading through your blog. I was immediately a fan just because of the vision. We need this. We need pharmacists to realize that the old 20, 30, 40-year-old pharmacist role, the community pharmacist behind the bench role, is not the future of pharmacy, although it's a very important component of community pharmacy. And don't think that I'm dissing community pharmacy, because I'm not. That's actually where I started and where my heart is from a technology perspective. However, with provider status coming and some other things taking place, the non-traditional pharmacist and what you guys are doing is extremely relevant, as I said at the beginning of the show. So I want to start off a question for Nick. Nick, tell us a little bit about yourself, but also tell our listeners, what is the non-traditional pharmacist?
Sure, I can do that. So my name is Nick Kirkpatrick, graduated from the University of Michigan College of Pharmacy in 2016. I currently work my day job as a pharmacist in the community setting as a pharmacy manager and focus a lot on the business operations aspect of everything. But in terms of what is the non-traditional pharmacist, we really wanted to create a resource that is a resource for all things non-traditional. Something like that didn't exist previously. We saw a need for it, and so we went to create it. And so we have three main parts to our resource. The first one is our blog section, where we interview different pharmacists who are in non-traditional pharmacy roles. It ranges from a whole bunch of different things, as you'll see on the website, from CDC, public health pharmacy, to herbal pharmacy, to managed care, to a lot of other things. And so that first segment of our resource is the blog section, where we interview pharmacists and help people discover what kind of resources and other positions are out there. The next section is our pharmacy network. That's step two. And that's like a social media platform for people to create a profile, talk a little bit about themselves, make connections, connect with our guests, connect with one another, and really share a lot of ideas with one another to help build your pharmacy network and grow and expand your career. And the last section is our resources section, where we have helpful resources for pharmacy students, for pharmacists, and everyone in between to really kind of just develop their career and things that we found useful along the way.
Dr. Lynn, you were born and raised right outside of Cleveland, Ohio. I'm a Steeler fan. Are you a Browns fan?
Yeah, we actually just got a perfect season. Haven't gotten a win yet all season, so we actually have, there's a parade they're going to have for that.
We should start a GoFundMe for you, and you guys can have a party and a parade or something. I literally think that that's actually happening, by the way. I think somebody's starting a GoFundMe for a 0-16 parade or something like that, but that's really interesting. So
I believe it's Excedrin that's partly funding it, funny enough.
That's right. That's right. So tell us, what is non-traditional pharmacy? I mean, you're the non-traditional pharmacist crew, but what's your interpretation and in definition of being in non-traditional pharmacy?
I think the easiest way to define non-traditional pharmacy is to first define what is traditional pharmacy. You think of a pharmacist and you think of walking into a community pharmacy, walking into a retail chain, and you think of a pharmacist dispensing prescriptions, and pharmacy is now evolving into the hospital roles, and there's a lot of hospital pharmacists out there. And Todd, we actually looked up the definition of non-traditional, just the plain word non-traditional. And it's new, it's defined as new and different from an established norm or custom. And I think that's a great way to actually define non-traditional pharmacy. It's a vague definition that we kind of put together, but it's pharmacy outside of the community and the hospital roles. You know, we're starting to read these articles, they're kind of doom and gloom articles about how there's the job market for pharmacy is declining and how there's not many job opportunities out there, especially with the growth of all these pharmacy schools that are popping up, but we're viewing that as a good thing. This is great because there's other roles that we can now get into. And just as Nick was explaining before with all the blogs that we have out there, it's actually a really exciting time for pharmacy, and we're excited to see where it's going to go in the future.
Well, something, Lynn, that drew me to the non-traditional pharmacist, if you're listening to the show, you might be driving your commute. Obviously, don't be typing this into your smartphone or something, but if you are at a desktop, type in the nontraditionalpharmacist.com. What really got me is you come across with so much passion to really transform the outlook of the pharmacist and what their role is in the space and in healthcare. And I picked up very quickly from many interviews that I listened to, including one with our very own Dr. Tony Guerra, who leads our Pharmacy Leaders podcast, which transformed from the Pharmacy Future Leaders podcast. And I tell you what, the need to think outside the box is so important. If you are a pharmacy student, you're listening to the show, you're a resident, you're a brand new pharmacist, you just got a job with a national chain or an independent, I want you to think about your side hustle in pharmacy, whether you become an author, whether you become a speaker, whether you can get into pharmacogenomics, whether you get into medical marijuana, whether you get into some technology avenue of pharmacy, the new capsules that dissolve in your stomach that give information to your smartphone to tell you when you've taken that medication and how fast that medication is absorbing into your system. We need pharmacists to rise above what is the non-traditional or what is the traditional pharmacist space. So the next question is for Matt. Matt, how did the non-traditional pharmacist start?
Well, that was a great segue into that, Todd. I like you mentioned our passion, and we are passionate about it. And that's really where the non-traditional pharmacist started, through passion in the end of our P4 year in pharmacy school together. Although it did start well before that. Going through pharmacy school, we learned about a lot of different roles and a lot of different practice settings for pharmacists, but it was really through our own research. And so as we were going through our rotations in our final year and seeing those different roles firsthand and learning even more outside of what we call the traditional field of pharmacy, we began to say, well, boy, we've learned of all these different things throughout our 4 years in pharmacy school, but it's been kind of a challenge. We've looked at, different resources, kind of disparate resources, and it was really our own research, and there wasn't really much being taught by the way of non-traditional pharmacy through our program. So we took it upon ourselves to do all of that research ourselves. And so we said, let's make a central platform, a central go-to resource for all things non-traditional so that everyone can learn themselves and really use it as a springboard for their education and to learn where they fit best in the field of pharmacy. And so that's kind of the goal that we've set forth. And in putting it all into one spot, are really, really hopeful that we're able to bring people to more careers that they're passionate about, find where they fit into the field, and take it from there.
Well, you are now part of a brand new family, the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I had a vision back in 2009 when it was just me talking to myself, and the only people that were listening to my show was my brother and my mother, and that was about it. And it took me quite some time to position the network to taking the voice, literally the voice of the pharmacist, and be able to expand upon their creative ideas, the innovation of what a pharmacist can do, how a pharmacist can accelerate recovery, can accelerate therapy based on the coupling and the partnership with other people in the health continuum. So you guys are the future. I mean, there's young blood that needs to be part of this network. But when you go to pharmacypodcast.com/co-host, you'll see the non-traditional pharmacist team there. I am so proud to have you guys part of the network. I'm so excited about 2018 and what's coming and what you guys are going to bring to the table, the ideas that you have, the discussions that you're going to develop, and then the cross-reference of what this is going to become. So my next question is actually for Nick, and I'm wondering, what have you guys done so far? What are some of the highlights that you can share with our Pharmacy Podcast Network listeners? Did you just give us some highlights of the non-traditional pharmacist?
We've come a long ways from where we started off. When it was first an idea, we had no idea how to build a website. We had no idea what we were going to do. We had heard about a blog, and we spent a lot of countless hours, weeks and weeks and weeks and months, going through Google searching, YouTubing how to build a website. And we had some early times, some rough times that, you know, were very frustrating trying to do something that seemed so simple. But 2017 has been a really good year for us. We've met some amazing people in our interviews. I mean, you can look back through the pages that we have so far, and we've just met some amazing guests throughout the time, like Tony Guerra that you mentioned, helped introduce us here to you, to the Pharmacy Podcast. We had some pharmacists, like I said, in herbal pharmacy and in public health pharmacy, managed care pharmacy, working for the FDA. So that's one of the big highlights is the people that we've met and kind of seeing the connections they've made with some of our guests and helping some of our guests really find a new pathway in their career. But working together, building this resource with Matt and Lynn has been an awesome time. We've learned a lot about non-traditional pharmacy, and we're starting to see now a lot of interest pouring into it, a lot of ideas from people who, you know, I know of a pharmacist in this area, would you guys be interested in interviewing them? So I think that's been a really big highlight for us. Joining the Pharmacy Podcast is obviously the most recent thing that's happened, and we are extremely excited about that. So I think just going from scratch, taking an idea and learning how to take something that didn't exist before and making something tangible that people can utilize and impact their lives in a positive way and maybe reshape the healthcare industry a little bit to help get pharmacists into new roles that they didn't know exist and deliver healthcare to a large population of people in a new way.
Absolutely. There's too much doom and gloom out there. There's too many naysayers out there saying that the market's flooded with pharmacists and we have people graduating and now there's not going to be enough jobs. And I say that's not true. If you are listening to the show and you are passionate about what you're doing, and that's important. And what I mean by that is you might start off in a chain. You might start off with an independent. You might start off in a hospital pharmacy, maybe compounding. Maybe you're going to be in research. Maybe you'll become an actual business development representative for a pharmaceutical manufacturer and delivering education to physicians. Regardless, you have to, in this day and age, you have got to think outside the box. You have got to come back to the non-traditional pharmacists read their blogs, listen to their interviews, listen to what the future of pharmacy is going to be delivering. Talk about technology. How is technology being leveraged in pharmacy? How is it setting apart the clock-punching pharmacist who has no motivation to do anything else but what they're doing versus the more dynamic pharmacist who's really trying to think of the cutting edge? And I think that there's a balance there. You don't have to be as hyper as I am to get things done, but you certainly shouldn't just walk up, punch the clock, and expect that that's all you're going to ever do as a pharmacist. I think that there's an opportunity to redefine what pharmacy is. And I think being a non-traditional pharmacist is part of the formula of what it is to transform the industry of pharmacy. So with that, setting the table, not to to pressure you, Lynn, but I want to hear, what are the future, what's the future direction of the non-traditional pharmacist?
No, that's a great question, Todd. In terms of the future directions, we just want to help. We want to build our reach and build our network and help people connect to you know, once they find something interesting through the website or a role that they find interesting that they didn't know about before. We want to help them connect to those people, and you know, there doesn't have to be a commitment, just to get information. And we'd like to ultimately just generate some more resources that we put together, whether it's helping a pharmacy student get through pharmacy school, help get exposed. You know, it doesn't matter what role they're specifically trying to get into, but just help them at least get the most out of pharmacy school while they're there. And we actually, we're in terms of helping students connect, it's in the early stages, but we're currently working with a pharmacy student right now who has, she's offered to have us come to her school and actually put on a workshop. So we're very excited to get that started, and we're going to help students just the basics of networking and put that together for them and help them network.
That's the way we change things. We get the pharmacist students, the P3, P4, the resident excited about the future, giving them ideas about stepping outside the box of what they think is a traditional pharmacist role, and really realizing that what the future holds is nothing but opportunity. Opportunity is limited by your desire to do more. I'll say that again. Opportunity is limited by your desire to do more. So if you're sitting at home tonight and you're thinking, boy, I have some ideas, jot them down on paper. Something that you experienced in your community pharmacy, something that you experienced in your hospital health system pharmacy, something that you experienced with pharmacogenomics or something that you experienced in an outcome that you listened to with conversations with the physician or the nurse. There's so much that can be done based on little bits and ability to take data and expand upon it. Don't ever stop learning. Don't ever start reading. Don't ever stop listening to podcasts about the passion of pharmacy and the business of pharmacy. I tell you what, Matt, you're the first of the non-traditional pharmacist crew that I talked to. And the very first conversation that we had, I'll never forget it. I was jazzed up. I hung up the phone and I said to my wife, I got to have this kid, because you're a kid to me, because I'm a little bit older than you. I got to have him on the Pharmacy Podcast Network. And I pursued it. So when I think of listening to this podcast, I want people to know something in the end of this recording. I want you guys to know, what can you get out of the non-traditional pharmacist? So answer that question for our listeners right now. They're headed to work, they're jogging, they're working out, they're listening on a break. What can people get? What can they most out of the non-traditional pharmacist?
Yeah, great question, Todd, and thanks for the compliment. Appreciate that. I would add one more thing to your list of things as you jot down ideas. Make sure to sign up for the non-traditional pharmacist email newsletter. That's yes. Another very important thing people need to do to be successful. All kidding aside, the biggest thing with the non-traditional pharmacist, and to really get the most out of it, is to be interactive. We designed the website to be a networking platform to connect people who are interested in different fields, different roles in pharmacy, So you have to be interactive to get the most out of it. In all seriousness, subscribe to the email list. We only email as we're pushing out new content and stuff that will connect new viewers. You know, like us on Facebook, like us on, or follow us on Twitter, follow us on our YouTube channel. Sign up for a profile on the Pharmacy Network and connect with people in interesting roles that you might have never heard of before. So, you know, be sure to contact us as well. We're very accessible. Happy to interview anyone in a non-traditional role who is enthusiastic and passionate about what they do. And we're also interested in interviewing people that they know might be in non-traditional roles and interested in sharing their story. So interaction, connections, and networking, that is the goal of the non-traditional pharmacist.
Lynn, Matt, Nick, welcome to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. I am so excited to be the guy behind the curtain to try to support you and market your non-traditional pharmacist. I'm going to do everything that I can to get your messaging out there to other pharmacists, to other pharmacy students, to residents, to people looking at their career saying, what can I do next? I'm excited about the enthusiasm, the creativity. Matt, you actually have a little bit of a technology background too, so I expect to definitely hear some technology interviews, but I am thrilled to have you part of the network. I'm so proud of the three of you for doing what you're doing, very entrepreneurial, and I just thank you for joining the Pharmacy Podcast Network.
Thank you so much, Todd. Happy to be aboard, and many more to come.
You were listening to the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We have partnered with the non-traditional pharmacist. You can find them at thenontraditionalpharmacist.com or just Google non-traditional pharmacist. It comes right up. And we thank you for listening to the Pharmacy Podcast.
Thanks for listening to the Non-Traditional Pharmacist. Be sure to share this podcast with your work associates, your professional network, and remember, always be thinking outside the pillbox.